Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 16th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 full free shows, with that you can make your decision as to whether you would wish to continue to subscribe to The Wake Up Call. So, without further ado, let me now move on to a synopsis of the show for today. Well, I've never given the opioid epidemic the attention it deserves, and I'm going to correct that oversight today. It is a terrible story, and frankly only possible in the United States because it's all about money and no other country has the reserves which could possibly support such a nightmare, as you will hear on today's show. So that's going to take up a fair amount of the show today, and the rest of the show I will be talking about central banks enabling debt because they think it'll generate economic growth. What happens is that they create debt with little regard for how it will be used, and that's how we get artificial booms and subsequent busts. So then I'm going to talk about how doctors allot their time, and it's a little bit shocking. It's not long, but definitely some information which you will want to know. Those who focus on the US national debt, and I'm one of them, keep wondering how long this debt levitation act can go on. I have a few words to say about that. I talk a lot about the debt. In fact, these days the debt is the subject that I talk easily the most about, but it is easily the most important. So hopefully it is reflected in my priorities. Then I shall give a plug for Johnny Muller's January 2019 Latin Inside Seminar, which is coming up soon. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I've been associated with Johnny for many, many years, and I can assure you everything I've ever heard about his seminars is only good. So I'll be talking about that. The most significant cause of civic decay has clearly been the decades of degraded public school socialization disguised as education. So I have a few words to say about that. Then the latest data from Eurostat for September 2018 demonstrate the complete failure of the European Central Bank and its quantitative easing. So you need to know more about that, and I shall fill you in. For the last several decades, American economic policy has been focused on one goal, expanding GDP. And I shall show briefly why this is nonsensical. Now then, what else do we have? Auto loans have been soaring. And a couple of words you need to know about that. And that should, all things being equal, bring us to the end of the show. And if it does, and you feel inclined to sign up, do so, and I will send you today's show separately as quick as I can. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. So just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll get them off to you as fast as possible. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, as far as the shows are concerned, you may feel free to select any three shows, but I recommend the latest three because they're the ones that will bring you up to date the fastest. So let me finish by giving you my information, starting off with the email to which you will wish to write if you would like some shows. It's on the Podbean page, but here it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's one word, lowercase and no punctuation. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. The Facebook page tends to take slightly longer entries, which don't make it into the show, but I think you should benefit from anyway, and that's free for everybody. And the Twitter account deals with the one-liners, things that are pithy and don't take up more than 120 words or 200 and something, whatever it is today. So, anyway, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will wish you a wonderful weekend, and I will be back with another synopsis on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.